everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 yo! What is happening, Peter Sweeney? My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. What's going on, Pete?
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. We've made it through the weekend. We got another week of what? Coronavirus news, I guess.
Another, as the world turns, Pete, come on.
Another week, another batch of coronavirus headlines, yeah. But real feels all right for you this morning.
No. Don't just brush by that. In these uncertain times, I need more than ever that real feel. Break me off, Pete.
As you're waking up, the actual temperature is in the mid to high 50s, but the real feel a little colder than that, in the low to mid 50s. So you see that? That's how the spectrum works here in your Kansas City Morning Show AccuWeather forecast, sponsored by absolutely nobody.
Yep.
Today's high, 65, low 52, cloudy, and then partly cloudy tomorrow, high 72, low 59. As I'm looking at your 10-day, which is what we call it in the biz, it's hotter and hotter as the week goes on. So you're looking this weekend right now at thunderstorms and hot. Highs in the 80s, lows in the high 60s. So,
is it just me? And maybe it's just because we've been in quarantine and corona and all that. But I think it was maybe this last weekend was the first weekend where I think I could finally say, you know what? I don't think it's going to snow. I can actually say maybe that this is actually summer.
You're right.
Everything just kind of blended together, right? It's not just me.
I thought yesterday, especially in Kansas City, was one of those days where you're like, man, I wish I could see friends today. Some people, I'm sure, probably did with everything soft reopening. But.
Oh, I went to work this weekend. Trust me, everybody saw their friends this weekend because everybody was out.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in the news.
But yes, when it comes to your weather, this week will be like preheating an oven. So just, it'll start really cool, really manageable, and then put that thing on the stove, that oven's heating up, and then by Friday, 450 degrees.
How's the new place looking, man? How's the new digs, the new pad?
Good,
has
man.
It felt like you're really, because, you know, this is the first weekend you said where it kind of felt like, you know, it was nice out and kind of muggy. Did it feel like now that you're starting to make a house a home?
Right. Yes. Decorations are coming in. It feels good. You know what? I feel like I'm starting to race the clock a little bit because I want to get everything finished and settled before the world actually opens up and I have to travel across the state to radio stations and press conferences again, because right now I'm living the dream. You know, you get grocery delivery. You get this and that. You don't even really need to leave because everything's from your computer. Yes. So to answer your question, it is. I still got some stuff I'd like to do before we speed right into this normalcy, which to me, I mean, I'm just a man, but looking at how Kansas City is sort of reacting to this, it seems like the soft opening is May 15th, and we're going to be hard and full blown by June 1. So I think this like quarantine, the days
by
are
June for, 1
for better, man, for better or worse. It feels like the days are running out. Yeah.
Hold on. What are we saying right now? You know, the person we should talk to about reopening, about what's been going on, the man upstairs, and that man upstairs is of course Mayor Q. That's my God in this situation. In the age of Corona, I go to Mayor Quentin Lucas, and to hear Mayor Quentin Lucas, I listen to this show. He'll be on your KC Morning Show today.
Quite happy you have him on. This is what I'll say about Mayor Q. And
that was pretty
I'm eager to hear. Eager to hear what he has to say. I've been cooking, as I've been telling you. Made a steak and eggs this weekend. Mm. Kid you not. 9 responses to the Instagram story of people wanting to try my steak and eggs.
I thought about it. I thought about reaching out. It looked good. It did not look bad at all. I got to give credit where credit is due.
And I also made a key lime pie.
How was the pie? How was that? Because that key lime, that's a tough one to make, man. That's not an entry level pie to get into the game with.
The pie was all right. It tasted really good. It didn't look as good, which is why, of course, you didn't see it on the Instagram story. I learned that you sort of have to build the crust up to like the edge of the pie, whereas I only really had it in the bottom. It just didn't look as good. It was very tasty.
Was this a box kind of deal? Like you're just kind of following the instructions, or using like a mom's recipe? Are you're a new cook? You're new to the game.
Yeah, no. So what I do is I look online for things that tickle my fancy, and key lime pie was up there, and made what they called on the internet best key lime pie. You live and you learn. I forgot an ingredient. I had to make my own sweetened condensed milk. I mean, this was a whole episode, and so I was able to figure it out. On the docket for this week, I have all the ingredients. I got chicken piccata coming up. I told you about the lime chicken paella. And then we have the pastry in there for the rest of the week. I mean, this is like it's almost like a rye on the plaza at my house at this point.
Are you actively noticing yourself getting better as it goes? Because you started off pretty good. Like the bar was pretty high. Yeah, I was honestly pretty impressed. But now do you think you're actually seeing yourself become a chef swing?
Did I last night after watching The Last Dance look at chef hats on the internet? I'm not going to answer that, but the answer is maybe.
Man, I got a Chef Boyardee apron with your name on it coming your way. It's got Chef Boyardee's name on it, but it will soon be your name on it.
Yeah, Chef Pete. I do need to get one of those signs that says, if you can't take the heat, get out of Pete's kitchen and put it up in there.
You're really running with this thing, man. I really think that this might have legs to it. The future of cuisine is cuisine. Oh,
that's a good one too. That's going to be my second sign that I'll put up. And who knows? Maybe I'll make a pie a weekend and I'll go outside and throw a mask on and say $5 a slice.
Now you've got a racket. Now you've got a hustle. See, it all comes full circle. That's what we do on this show. We put together new gimmicks.
$5 a slice is a good deal at this point. I've been to restaurants around the area. I mean, you're looking at $8.99 a slice. So, you're saving $4 and you get it outside. You don't have to really see that many people besides yours truly, but I'll have a mask and gloves on. Got a whole new business here.
But is that going to create any kind of bad beef here in Westport across the street from me at Kelly's, man? Like, I don't need that kind of jostling. I need you guys to figure out how to meet in the middle, all right?
No need to worry about bad beef. I get my beef fresh every Monday from Instacart. I mean, this thing. So when I made the steak and eggs yesterday, that was fresh beef. I finished Ozark over the weekend, finally.
How is Ozark? That show I've seen.
Highly recommend.
You moved here to start over, and it's been hard.
Wendy?
Sometimes, if you don't move forward, you die.
All over Twitter this season. People like this one a lot.
Yeah, then this one is in English, so you can actually check it out if you want. So I know that you don't have to lie to me and say that you're trying to show that you're not. Very good, very good. It's not as good as the other one, but it's captivating, and I think it's fun too. Like, you know, you hear in one of the episodes they're talking about going to Kansas City and Lee's Summit, and it's based in the Lake of the Ozarks. Which, have you ever been there?
To the Lake of Ozarks?
Yeah.
Yes. Many times.
So you hear things that they're referencing. Party Cove has a reference.
Cove, take me back. High school. Too soon for those stories. No. Did Lee Summit really make a reference? Yours truly, Lee Summit, Missouri?
Yeah, I don't remember the actual thing last night, but I thought
arrived.
Of you. I did think of you when they mentioned Lee Summit on Netflix. I never thought that would happen, but here we are. And then, just
truly.
Continued running like Forrest Gump this weekend. All I need is the beard and the red hat, and I mean, I would be Forrest Gump at this point. So that's it. Then that's the weekend again. It's just been like the same
you
weekend
look good
in a row.
Too. It looks like you've been using this time. You're getting back in shape. I can see it, man. You're really looking good, and of course, you're ready to go on a Monday morning in that Pete Sweeney plaid. Look at you go.
Yeah, one thing that has been obvious to me is when I gain a few lbs, which happened over the last year. Get the chin fat. So as soon as you start to see the chin fat,
but you got the beard though. You can cover it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no. You're wondering why I had a beard for the past year. Touché. Had to hide the extra chin named Larry, and So if Larry goes away, who knows? Maybe you see a little bit of a shaved look for me. But that's my weekend. How was your weekend?
It was good, man. Went to the drive-in. So that opened up on Friday.
The Twin Drive-In Theater in Independence held its first showing. B&B Theaters says they had 700 cars total and a line an hour before gates even opened.
I think that was really a testament that this is the right thing to do for us, that people are hungry to get out and enjoy the magic of the movies again.
The Goonies and Wonder Woman were playing. I went and saw it last night, but opened up over on
the
Friday.
Of this?
It's the B&B Twins out in Independence. And, man, I was talking to Sean about this, a couple of months ago, right when quarantine started. Our boy, Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, I said, man, why are we not doing drive-ins? Because all across the nation, they were just popping back up and people were loving it. And so locally, we got them back going. Wonder Woman on the screen. They had the Goonies, which I feel like that's probably what's going to be happening. Probably
movie
an older,
snacks or what?
What do you mean?
Movie snacks? Could you order them, or is it just drive?
Concession was open.
BYOS.
We brought our own stuff. Yeah.
Okay. BYOS.
Maybe next time we do a BYOS, bring my own swing.
Oh man, together. That's a different BYOS. But I can listen. As long as I can mask up, or at least get into the bubble that I bought to go outside, I'll be able to come to that. Do you think the bubble would fit into your vehicle?
Well, you could just make the bubble your vehicle. There you go.
You got a small little boy. I don't think my bubble fit in that thing.
Hey. All right. The lady luck is the size that she needs to be. She's a beautiful car, a bright ass yellow. She peacocks and she gets the job done.
What's the name of your car?
It's a Hyundai Veloster, but it's a three-door because it's clever that way. Three-door car, but it's the Lando.
Oh, very nice.
Lando Calrissian, because it's a smooth ride, and Lando's ship in Star Wars is called the Lady Luck, so it's a whole thing. But no, man, things went well. Lots of cars there, but they're all socially distanced. I was pretty proud for the most part. Now, here we go. The soapbox will be very short and sweet.
Yeah, I could see you stepping up.
The whole point of having the option of going to a drive-in is that you can go to do stuff like this with the group of people, hopefully a small group of people that you're already social distancing with. Like, at least that is in my head the reason why we're doing this. So if, you know, you're going to come to the drive-in and have like a bunch of your friends meet up in multiple different cars, that's cool. But like, for this to work, you have to all then stay in your own respective cars. You can't then all just get up and go to the one big truck with all 15 of you now in the back, you know?
Nah, nobody cares about it, man.
Yeah, no. So we got to figure that out. And the employees at B&B, they were great. They came walking around and they were, you know, they don't want to be that guy or that girl, but you know, they were saying, hey, we need you to, you know, get inside. And they had sheets and had the rules. And like I said, for the most part, it was dope. But like, yeah, I was definitely that guy, like looking around and rolling my windows down thinking, okay, can y'all maybe back up a little bit?
Can I tell you what has jumped the shark for me completely? And I saw this on the internet last night. Filming people working and like yelling at other people for like doing their jobs. Like, I saw this clip of some guy at Costco and he wasn't wearing a mask. And this guy who was working at Costco with a mask was trying to take his cart. And he just starts filming them so that he could put it on the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, granted, I don't want to say like when cops are in situations and, you know, I know the reason why cops are filming, but like this whole idea of like being a jerk to another person, filming it, and then trying to get a reaction from someone doing their job and then putting it on the internet is like, I am so over those types of videos where people are like almost baiting. I don't know what you would even call this type.
It's like a performance art, man. It's that it's clapping back is now like a performance piece. Like me being a complete is now encouraged. You know what I mean?
I hate to be on my high horse with that, but like I would never go to like a shopping center. And even if the person working there could be an absolute jerk to me, I'm not filming them and putting it on my story. Like, I'm just not going
to
do it.
Well, it's like, who's it for? Like, you're really trying to help out. And who am I to say? I am the first person to be that guy. I am fully self-aware to say that I have been that guy and will probably be that guy in the future. I can be a Karen. Absolutely.
Sure.
But you know, it is a weird thing now where it's like we're all doing that whole looking over our shoulder thing. And I think we're probably going to be doing that for a while.
I saw another one a week ago where like the ladies were at the park with the kids. And the guy was just like, hey, you know, the security guard was like, hey, guys, the parks are closed. And like they're just yelling about their constitutional rights. And like the lady goes, arrest me. And the guy says, okay, if you want to be arrested, she had turned around. And she's like, wait, now you arrested me? Isn't this just asked for? Luckily, like a lot of times the comments will take care of it. But it's just like, where are we at in society when this is something that's fun to do? And I'm sorry. I'm going to get down from my high horse now. But like, I felt like I had to say something.
Well, and I know it wasn't just my car. Like, I know it wasn't just me looking around and doing the whole like.
But what I'm saying is, like, you can be upset about that, but like, don't like, you wouldn't film it and then like put it on the internet, would you?
No. Unless it's gonna get something out of it for me, you know.
Free t-shirts,
Peter. Before we do the news, man, why don't you give me a letter?
How about Q?
Q. Peter Q Swain. The Q stands for Quentin Lucas joining your KC morning show a stone's throw away. That was too easy. We're good at this, man. We're starting to get good at this thing.
Look, man,
starting to get good at it,
right? Yeah, you know what, like I'm Scottie Pippen and you just jammed at home like MJ.
Oh, Pete, take me to the news, man. I am aroused. Wow,
the news. Let's do it. News time.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Happy Monday! Peter!
Right.
How you feeling, man? Are conditions ideal? I feel pretty decent, man. This is a new week, a fresh start with my man,
yeah.
Peter Sweeney, ladies and gentlemen.
I was tired when I first got up. I'm very happy that this Sunday thing I felt like I had to watch as a sports guy is now over. Now I can start going back to bed at like 10 o'clock max. With this Last Dance, it felt like something you had to watch. And kudos to ESPN for pulling that off. But then like Scott Van Pelt would start, and then I have to see what he is saying about it. And by the time I look at it, I'm going to bed at midnight, and I got to wake up and do this.
Because that's all. I've purposely saved them all so I can watch it straight. And from what I gather, after the episodes are over, it's just like sports Sunday night is just a recap of the show, right? Like that's all your sports talk.
Yeyeah, that's what Scott Van Pelt has turned it into, which was really smart. I mean, look, man, I work in sports media. We're all searching for content at this point.
Do the news, man. My name is Hartzell Pete's across the phone line. Eventually, man, we're gonna get you back in the studio. I just updated. I actually put in you know me, I added some Star Wars memorabilia to the wall. I have brought in some more local KC beers in the studio.
Don't drink them.
Try not to. I mean, I'm a responsible adult. Got some more coffee. Got some Sporting KC gear in here as well. So, yeah, the place is looking real nice. It's just missing. It's missing you, man. It's missing the redoubtable Peter Sweeney.
One of these days.
Get you back soon. What do you think, like, as far as you making the trip? Because from what I can gather, and you're going to hear in the news as well, and we've heard in the news last week, last month, it's pretty much we're on our own. And you can make that as micro as you want. You can on our own as in like the state level or on our own as far as like the city level and your county level. It's pretty micro.
Right.
So my question for you, yeah, Ben, is I didn't issue an order for this building. You have at any point the opportunity to come back in here. When do you think you're going to do it? Like, when do you think you're going to be ready to do a show with me again?
I'm personally doing it. The media, for what it's worth, I don't know what's truly going on, but what I remember is that initially what they had said is it's 2 weeks to develop symptoms. So rather than looking at numbers that are right after mid-May, I mean, that should technically have nothing to do with how the opening up has impacted. I'm curious to see the numbers on June 1, because this would be like your 14-day period. If things are going down in June-ish and like the curve is still flattening, then I think I'm going to start to feel comfortable to say, okay, I will go and have, you know, pizza out or something like that, or come back to the studio.
And I'm not trying to be that guy who is preaching or judging. I'm actually just more curious. If you did go out this weekend, like restaurant or bar, can you like tweet at us or send us an email? I'm actually being for real. I'm not even trying to throw shade. I'm just curious. Like, how was it? Tell me your experience, because I'm fascinated. To be honest,
I walked around Westport actually this past Sunday, and I was surprised at how little people were out. I thought it was going to be packed, but it didn't seem like a ton of people were out, which was surprising to me.
It should have went up north, my friend. Should have went up north. It was
the Northland packed. is a different area right now. I feel like they're a different state. I mean, it's lawless up there.
Let's do the news, man. Let's do the news, Pete. On Friday, we just missed covering this, but we may or may not have more money on the way.
House Democrats have unveiled a massive relief bill. Now, the price tag of the new proposed bill is more than $3 trillion. Now, it includes a second round of stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and also more money for coronavirus testing. But Senate Republican leaders have made it clear they won't vote in favor of it.
It's got so much unrelated to the coronavirus, it is dead on arrival here.
The families who are suffering know that hunger doesn't take a pause, the rent doesn't take a pause, the bills don't take a pause, the hardship of losing a job or tragically losing a loved one doesn't take a pause.
More help eventually will come. That is quoted from President Trump, but he says it's going to happen in a much better way. He's not a fan of what Mitch McConnell is calling a laundry list of pet priorities. But Democrats are saying that we need the money and we needed all these things, that the virus has just shown us all of the inequalities and huge laundry list of things that need to get done. So we'll see what happens. I would like another check. I'm not going to lie to you.
I just wondered if you really, truly like live paycheck to paycheck and you lose your gig and you aren't able to get your unemployment in order or whatever like that. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that are still trying to figure out, okay, especially with like kids and stuff, how am I going to make rent? How am I going to get dinner?
An update to a story. This made national attention for, unfortunately, all the wrong reasons.
New tonight, two KCPD officers are charged with using excessive force in a case involving a transgender woman. Last May, 37-year-old Officer Matthew Brummert and 47-year-old Officer Charles Pritchard tried to arrest Brian Hill, also known as Brianna, who was involved in an altercation. The officers are charged with slamming Hill against the concrete while kneeing her in the face, torso, and ribs. The officers face a fourth-degree assault charge, which is a misdemeanor. That case brought before a grand jury. Jackson County prosecutors say they had trouble getting probable cause statements from police in this case. Hill was later shot to death at a house on Hardesty last October. One person has been charged in that murder.
Yeah, just a pretty terrible story all the way around. But like I said, update in the news. And this thing I was reading, I remember when it broke last year, this was the New York Times and Washington Post, and huge story. Just a real terrible situation, but more details if you want to follow that story online. But this is something that I can always get into. Curbside cocktails, Pete, this new normal, the brave new world that we are in. Sometimes we get some unintended consequences that aren't the worst.
In Missouri, the emergency waiver that allows restaurants to sell these cocktails to go was set to expire on Friday, but that has now been extended until June 15th.
Who knows what the restaurant scene looks like post-COVID-19, but I imagine we're still going to be seeing an uptick in this stuff. So really all we're trying to do is just take a little piece of that back, which we had, and we started losing once a lot of the take out and delivery.
Okay, before I get yelled at, before my mother yells at me, yes, this could be a slippery slope. All right, I went to college, Mizzou. We had Trops. Trops had a drive-through. If you haven't had Trops, it's just like a boozy shake. It's just it's an alcoholic slushy. So I totally understand who people who think this is a not so great thing to be doing.
Yeah. So,
but the idea of me getting off of a shift and picking up a cocktail on the way home as I don't open it until I get home That intrigues me, and I got used to that in college, and I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I was introduced to traps actually on the way to the Ozarks with a couple friends one trip, and for those of us who weren't drinking, we went in and got it, and this was way before Corona, way before this was even a thought in our mind and possible, and it was always a disconnect to me that you could get it on the go through a drive-through. It doesn't seem like you should be able to get open container cocktails.
Right, like there's a way we can meet in the middle, you know? Like
it needs to be sealed, in my opinion.
Sealed. I'm okay with it being clear so you can see what's in there. Because right. Like when we were in college, man, like it was lawless. Like there was no business for me being able to get a 44-ounce tequila shake, you know, and get it in 30 seconds and drive off. Like that, there's got to be an in between there. But
yep.
You know, that's one of the things as we work ourselves out of this thing. You know, you and I working in media, there's going to be so much new normal about how we do these things. All of us working from home, Twitter is going to let you do that. You can do that forever now if you want to. So I'm all about seeing what the new hustle is going to be. And like I said, that curbside cocktail, I could get into that. I think. Did you watch any of the keynote addresses from the weekend, Pete, graduating together? A bunch of stars. We were trying to help send off the graduates of 2020 off right. Did you see anything?
No, I don't care about that.
First, don't be afraid. America's gone through tough times before, and each time we came out stronger. Second, do what you think is right. You won't get it right every time. You'll make mistakes like we all do. But if you listen to the truth that's inside yourself, even when it's hard, even when it's inconvenient, people will notice. They'll gravitate towards you, and you'll be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And finally, build a community. No one does big things by themselves.
I hope I don't piss anybody off by saying this, but it just does kind of feel nice to hear that dude talk. LeBron and former President Barack Obama were the main commencement speakers for the Graduate Together virtual ceremony of the last weekend. It was on basically every network that carried it, CNN, ABC, Fox,
this is the new trend. Pat Mahomes is actually doing Texas Tech, his alma mater, next Saturday.
Oh, okay. Remind me so we can pull some of that audio. I would like to hear. I can't wait to hear Pat give a commencement here in Grover from
Max. Are you believing yourself?
What was the one viral clip that went nuts? I don't remember if it was the playoffs or if it was when he was on the bench.
There was one in Houston, and then there was one in Miami.
We do not have to do anything else other than being ourselves. I truly believe that. If we just be ourselves and trust in each other, we will go down there. We can put points up. We can do what we do. Don't try to go out here and do everything for yourself. Believe in your teammate. You know what I mean? Believe in each other. And we'll get these opportunities. We'll go down. We'll find a way to win the game.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I'm sorry. One more thing on this.
Yeah.
I see the Jonas Brothers on this list. Mm-hmm. What can they tell me about like a normal life or, you know, like Olivia Wilde?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be a billionaire singer or a millionaire actress. Like Obama's one thing, you know. That's what I mean. Like I don't. Some of them are okay. Like it's nice to hear from them. Others, your life is never going to be anything like mine. Stop telling me how to live it. Big soapbox day for me.
Pete, I know that you are a professional, so you probably worry about things like this. Especially now that we're doing all this stuff working remotely and. Everybody's cameras are always on now. I did a Zoom commercial this last weekend, and I was freaking out because you know what I do in the studio when nobody's right. Here. I have things that I probably should. Anyway, moving on from that. So I'm constantly a little bit nervous now. Well, this guy, a cameraman from KCRA-TV, this is in Sacramento, he did what probably all of us do. We think we're off air. We probably, you know, we shoot from the hip a little bit more than we probably should, say some things we probably should shut up, you know, F it, we'll do it live, one right. of those kind of situations. Well, my guy, he had a hot mic.
This job really sucked.
Oh, this is horrible.
This is, I mean, at least this is news. You know what I did earlier? I drove 2 hours to not see chickens being unloaded out of a truck.
Oh!
Yeah, they're saving 1,000 chickens from some farm in Iowa. I'm like, who the cares?
And I get it. I understand, man. He was covering a grass fire, and he didn't realize he was streaming it live as he proceeded to drop all the bombs.
You know what? Like that, I'm obviously not going to name any names. This is every media group that is basically just complaining, and it happens everywhere. And so he just was caught on. I've heard things just like that a million times as we're waiting in like press conference rooms. And you're right. Like there's a million mics around now and there's a million phones and you got to be careful. And not even just media, especially media because of all the mics, but anywhere. I mean, you could be in an office setting and this probably more so before Corona, but you could be in an office setting. I think you're having a private conversation and it's like a little bit louder. And the guy that you guys make fun of or don't eat lunch with or whatever, not part of the in-work crowd, could just have his mic running. And like,
yes.
So you are, I mean, everybody has a media instrument now in a phone or a video. So like, you just got to be super duper careful.
And finally,
it's come down to this. Arthur Gunn and Just Sam both took a chance, auditioned, and now one of them will be the next American Idol.
Have you watched any of what's going on?
I was just thinking that, like back in my day, man, Ruben Studdard versus Clay Aikens or whatever it was. Was that the right name? Clay Aikens?
Showcase of the Immortal right there. Aiken. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson when she won it. It was just the biggest deal. I feel the same way about Survivor. Like everybody was watching this. Everybody.
Here we go. After the nationwide vote, the next American Idol for 2020 is... Just Sam.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, Sam. You did it. You got it.
My dreams have come true. My grandmother is good. Like, thank you so much, America. Like, I would have never, ever,
Just Sam.
Ever expected this.
I don't know who that is, but she's a winner.
Wait, and she Madonna? No last name on Sam.
She edged out Arthur Gunn with two N's. Welcome to the Gunn Show.
Brother of Bart and Billy.
Must be. If you get it, you get it. I hope one person got that reference and is laughing in their car right now. So American Idol, that was season 18, the 18th season.
Time to shut it down. From this last I'm telling 17. You. I'm just going to say it's time to shut it down. There's enough singing shows.
Yeah.
It's run its course. They tried to cancel it once. They brought it back.
It's on a different network now. It's not even on Fox. It's, I think, on ABC.
No, it's time to let you think about movie scenes. You put this on a boat and you push it out into the lake.
We talk about jumping the shark on this show. We talk about jumping the shark.
Well, there you go. What a news block. That was great. Who
we got next, Pete? We got somebody coming on the show?
The quintessential mayor of Kansas City.
Quentin Lucas up next. My name is Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
Z.
Oh. Peter Z. Sween. The Z stands for Zoom sucks. And also you do too, Pete. You suck.
No, I don't.
You suck. Nah, I love you, buddy. Your KC Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Hello, hello.
Quentin Lucas giving you a call.
Mayor Q. Mr. Mayor, how we doing? How is Kansas City this morning?
You know what? I think it's always a beautiful day in Kansas City. We've got a lot of folks that are some going back to work. I think what has heartened me is that I'm seeing a lot of people following good safety protocols, seeing a lot of folks that continue to stay responsible even as we're slowly reopening. I mean, at this point, it's not about what government's telling you to do. Really, by and large, it's about you making sure that you're following all the right protocols, the procedures, keeping yourself and your family safe.
Absolutely. So before we get into the COVID news, just some news breaking, I guess, this morning. And, you know, on Wednesday, you had you announced your public safety study group. We're talking about tackling gun violence, because that is a problem that we have here in Kansas City. And that's one of the first things, Mr. Mayor, that you and I, we bonded on, even during your, mm-hmm. your campaign, was that we got to do something to tackle this gun violence. Not just the homicides, but also the non-fatal shootings as well. And we had yep. another double homicide confirmed this morning. The numbers are high, and they're higher than what they were even last year. Where are we? What can we do? And what are some steps that you all are doing at City Hall?
You know, I think, first of all, my heart literally sinks almost every morning now for what has seemed like the last 2 weeks. This morning in Kansas City, we had, yes, a double homicide. A third person was shot. Yesterday, we had a number of different shootings throughout our city. And, there are a number of things that we are needing to do, but we need to do more. One of which is, we've started with the police department, a shooting review group that's trying to look at breaking down every shooting, fatal and non-fatal, in Kansas City, getting behind the reasons, seeing if it's gang activity, anything under the sun. We continue to, I think, do very important work on making sure we're giving tools to try to not just arrest people, charge them, whatever, but is also to make sure that we're actually giving that follow-up social services work in the community, among other things, to avoid this sort of thing happening again. But it's not enough. I mean, my God, man, it's we have been shut down for 7 weeks, yeah. and Kansas City's homicide rate has increased, and pretty dramatically. I mean, that's the sort of thing that going into the summer is not a metric that anyone wants us to have.
That, to me, doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We've been actually locked down, and the numbers have been increasing. That's unbelievable. So we have to get a culture changed. But that culture can't change overnight, but we've got numbers that have to change. So how do you deal with that?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, one thing that I always say is that, people always tell me, and they're right, God bless them, You gotta raise kids better. You have to have more resources. You have to make sure you're investing when they're 2 or 3. That's for sure. But I can't wait 16 years, right?
Right.
We can't have this sort of number year over year over year. And so, yeah, short-term changes need to happen. I mean, in public health, you usually talk about intervention. For example, COVID. What did we do? We shut down the world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We shut the whole thing down. That is actually non-therapeutic intervention. It's getting to the point where in Kansas City, we need to figure out what is a way to intervene. Some of it's going to relate to the number of illegal firearms that are out there. And I know that that is controversial and people like to talk about freedoms and all of that. But, I mean, my God, if you're talking about the fact that we could shut down a whole country, everybody's laying off work, all this sort of stuff. And we here in Kansas City are still saying you can walk around with an AR-15. Which was recovered yesterday on school grounds after one of our many shootings yesterday, where just so happened that nobody died, so it didn't get covered. I mean, that's the sort of thing that needs to change in this community almost immediately.
Is gun violence in Kansas City, is that a public health crisis that we are in the midst of currently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it is. It's not only a public health crisis, it's probably our gravest crisis. And if you're wondering, look no further than the fact that this year we've had several homicides in Overland Park. We've had, which is very unusual, we've had homicides in the Northland. We've had a recent homicide in Lee's Summit. I mean, this is the thing of, it doesn't stop somewhere. You can't just look at over there and say that this is a problem of one community. This is something that is spreading, much like an epidemic would do, and it's something that we have to make sure we get our arms around, or this city is going to be below what it needs to be.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, we are talking to the mayor of Kansas City on this Your KC Morning Show. So from one public health situation to the next, my goodness, your plate is stacked, my friend. Let's talk about COVID-19. Let's get an update. Where are we here in the metro as counties and the Kansas side and everyone's, like you said, kind of going at their own local official level? Where are we in Kansas City?
You know, if this was the oldie station, I think of that song, You Can Go Your Own Way or whatever,
yeah.
because it really is. Just, it's been wild to watch. You know, my thought is this, and I was actually talking to a bunch of Linwood residents yesterday, and general rule is that at this point, the rules continue to matter, but I think we are past the point of whose date is what, when can I go get my nails done somewhere. Right. Mm-hmm. And instead, where we are is, how do you take care of yourself? How do you take care of your family? How do you avoid getting? That's the sort of thing that I think we all need to move towards.
Well, how did the numbers look? How do we do?
We don't really have I don't think we have enough data yet to see if it's been right or wrong. I mean, there are people that are going to try to like conclude anything from a week of data. The problem is it's going to take more time. It's going to take time for us to actually say, you know, hey, how is it actually happening? How are we stopping outbreaks? All of that. I mean, so far we've opened up. We didn't see a spike in 300 cases or something like that. So that's good. But that sure as heck doesn't mean we're out of the blue. It sure as heck doesn't mean that we're in a position where we can say, you know, hey, I'm comfortable enough now that I can just start going to a football game. I mean, this will be piecemeal. That's why we have the 10-10-10 rule in Kansas City. You know, and a whole lot of people hate it. Well, a lot of people hate it.
Well, I was going to ask you, actually. Mr. Merritt, can I ask you about the 10-10-10 plan real quick? Because we talked about this when you broke the news, and it was made to basically be flexible. But it seems to me like it has been bended and molded quite a bit. Are you okay with these things? Is this what the plan was? It was supposed to be made with this in mind?
Yeah. The goal of the rule was that we move it from 10-10-10 in almost 2 weeks to 25-25, then up to 50-50. You know, it's a capacity rule. And the general thesis, all these people are like, I'm confused. No, it's not confusing. The general idea is 10% capacity in establishment. The question is, why would you do that? Businesses want to open 100% because we can't have big crowds yet. Right. If we open up tomorrow and we've got 80,000 people at Arrowhead Stadium, or frankly, 100 people sitting in a crowded salon and spreading whatever, that's how you get outbreaks. So we're going to try to see how we can incrementally actually improve these sorts of things. That's what it was always about. And that's why we do make have some flexibility. We have flexibility on restaurants, forcing people to be 10 feet away. We've had some flexibility. Haven't had flexibility anywhere else exactly. And so, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. Kansas City government, I'll also remind people, in Westport and other neighborhoods, we're talking about closing down streets. So there is that space for distancing. I'll admit I was a little disappointed. I saw this weekend at one of our Westport bars, it seems as if crowds started to congregate again. They'll probably get a visit from the health department unless people can maintain that distancing. So this is kind of a multifaceted approach to how we answer things. But no, I'm proud of the steps we've taken so far in Kansas City, and I think they're going to be important to making sure there is not a further and significant outbreak in our community, which will require us to shut it all down again.
You got a lot to deal with on a Monday, Mr. Mayor. That's a lot. That's a heavy, heavy Monday, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. Mayor Quentin Lucas on your KC Morning Show. Thank you, sir. You got to go back to work. All these things I would love to talk about, but we will get you back on this show hopefully very, very soon because you are a returning champion on your KC Morning Show, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, you do good to me, man. Hey, you take care, everybody. Stay safe.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
As always, a huge thanks to Mayor Quentin Lucas stopping by your KC Morning Show. Because it's always still seems pretty cool to say we can do that. It still seems cool to me that we got the mayor on this thing.
You should talk to his people. I'm starting to wonder if maybe he wants to become our regular third just every morning.
I didn't want to just assume because that's never a good thing to do. But he wants the third chair. It's almost too obvious.
Yeah,
we can get him an extra coffee mug. He is the quintessential third member of the Morning Show. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Pete, take me to sports.
Welcome in the sports. Nothing's going on, but here's what I got. Last Dance had their finale. I talked a little bit about it already. So the 10-part Michael Jordan's documentary on their 98th season is over. It was great. It was a great job. It was something for people to talk about every week. It seemed like the Twitter conversations that you'll get during like live big football and basketball games was back on for this, which was cool. My big thought that I took away from the doc was, man, if this team was this good nowadays, I just feel like they're would not have been a push to break it up. Like you see these type of teams where in Golden State, they had something really special going on. They're trying to keep Durant as opposed to the Bulls for whatever reason, just like gave up. They're like, well, we're not going to be able to keep these guys after this year. And it didn't really seem like there was a try.
What's your sense that this was truly the last dance, whether they would have tried again or not?
Well, I would bet on Scotty, Michael, and Phil Jackson anytime, anywhere. Let's start with that. But here's the problem. Phil and Jerry Krause, Scott, their relationship was untenable by that point. So there was no way Phil was going to come back.
Remember that next season, 1999, was shortened
Right.
For the labor dispute. Right. Only 50 games.
To me, this was bad for LeBron in that regard, this whole series, because I think there was a lot of people, a whole generation that watched LeBron and maybe a little bit of Kobe and said, now these were the two best basketball players I've ever seen. And now people will truly understand again, just like how in another realm Jordan was. I don't even really think it's a debate. There are certainly people out there who would argue with me, but I mean, you just see Michael Jordan's competitiveness and just how much he cared about the basketball part of it. And you can make a case, okay, Kobe and LeBron did stuff in their community. LeBron's doing stuff in his community. Probably Jordan didn't ever really do. And you know, you're looking at Jordan and LeBron, and 20 years from now, who knows? LeBron's going to be, it seems like he's going to do more and more. But just from a pure basketball standpoint, I mean, there was, it's not a question really anymore for me, and I think probably the rest of people. Anyway, well,
tell me about, yeah, because I hopped in on this part. I even hopped in on Twitter last night when I saw this. What was going on with Pizzagate?
Okay, yes, game? Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have mentioned that.
What happened there? Because the story we've been, were we sold a bill of goods for the last 20 years?
No, a little bit. It's just in the title of the game. They've been calling it the flu game, with Michael Jordan having flu-like symptoms going into it and having the shakes, essentially, game five of the finals. And as it turned out, they revealed the story last night. At 10:30, Michael Jordan got hungry, and he couldn't really find anywhere to get food from. They're calling everywhere. They finally find this pizza place, and they get a pizza. And Michael Jordan says that five guys show up with the pizza, which is weird. I mean, you don't need five delivery men, but maybe they knew it was Michael Jordan's pizza, and this was away, so who knows what they did to it in Utah if they really knew it was Michael Jordan's pizza. Anyway, he's the only one who eats the pizza, and in the middle of the night, he's just sick, curled up in a ball, throwing up. So the flu game is what it's called and will still be called, but really it should have been the food poisoning game when it came down to it.
We don't believe that, do we? We don't believe any of this, right?
I buy it. I buy it.
You do. You buy it, because a lot of people on Twitter didn't buy it. I also don't think I buy it. I don't think I buy it.
Peter G. Sweeney, the G is for gullible, I guess. But
because I responded when that clip went viral last night, I posted a picture. It was a quote tweet of I said, I think I found the culprit, and it was Chuck E. Cheese, the pizza guy, an old school Chuck E. Cheese slice. So yeah,
your old stomping grounds.
Before radio, Chuck E. Cheese was the longest reigning job I had ever had consecutively. So that's my track record. Hell of a resume, am I right?
You were the Chuck E. Cheese mascot, weren't you? You were in Mr. Cheese.
I was the Chuckster himself. I was the first ever male party host in Columbia, Missouri, Chuck E. Cheese history.
Did
breaking barriers.
Did you
cutting through all the cheese?
Take any drive-through trips to Trops before going to Chuck E. Cheese?
You played the fifth. No comment. Played the fifth. There we go. That's it.
NFL cornerbacks Seattle's Quentin Dunbar and New York Giants' DeAndre Baker were arrested over the weekend. Listen to this. The two were accused of stealing money and watches with force while armed with semi-automatic firearms.
What
the Baker hell? Intentionally threatened victims with a firearm, according to the arrest warrant and affidavit. Multiple witnesses said at one point during the incident, Baker ordered another suspect wearing a red mask to shoot an individual who was just entering the party. Both players have been...
You go to jail for that. You don't play football anymore because of that.
Both players have been released from bond. And this happened in Florida. And
naturally, of course.
What's wild about this story in particular, and don't get me wrong, like, we have to see what happens here with the due process and whatever, but obviously something happened, right? So Quentin Dunbar, the Seahawks just traded for him. So he's a big part of their team. They really need a cornerback. The Giants, Baker, he was a former first-round pick. So these basically what I'm saying in saying that is if someone is trading for you to be an integral part of your team and another team is drafting you in the first round, these are two dudes that just, like, don't need to be anywhere near doing this.
Yeah.
Yet here they are in this mix. And, again, we don't know for sure. It's out there that the investigation, they're accused of stealing money and watches with force.
Allegedly accused.
Right, allegedly. That's the right word. But it's like, couldn't you just buy whatever you're looking to do? I don't know what.
Just Amazon Prime? Do you not have
but
that?
This is a problem, too. Like, you know, I think a lot of players or, you know, a good amount of players in the National Football League grow up in the wrong circles, and, like, football is your way out. And I don't want to necessarily say what happened with these guys. Their backgrounds could be individual, but you have these times right now where these players would normally be back in Seattle and New Jersey, but instead they're in their hometowns and probably around certain individuals that they might have grown up with and maybe been in the wrong circles. And so when you have everyone at home and they're trying to check in via Zoom conference call instead of being in the facility, like, you see that with folks like growing up. I mean, if you are able to get someone involved in sports as a kid, that keeps them like off the streets or something. You know what I mean? And so, like, I think you're seeing.
You're being. Can y'all hear Pete being a journalist right now? Can you hear him being a professional? No, Pete. These dumbasses had no business doing this. They don't. I mean, just they're done, and that's okay.
Right. I'm just. You know. It's. All I'm saying is, if they were in Seattle, New York, they wouldn't have done this. And it's an unfortunate effect of like the situation we're living in now, where these young men have to be responsible for their own lives. Anyway, alas, want to go into? I actually have a list of Pete, a new list of MLB rules for a shortened season are out there.
I was looking forward. I was waiting for the intro music. I was waiting for the Chris Jericho sounder. I didn't hear anything. I'll get that made for you next week.
I'll just read some of these off for you from the Associated Press article. Traditional exchange of lineup cards would be eliminated. Normally managers.
So these are the rules to reopen baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
No team personnel could eat at restaurants on road trips. Mascots would be banned. High fives are banned. Fist bumps are banned.
High fives are banned.
Bat boys and bat girls, banned. 50 players for each team under the plan. Here you go. Yeah.
No throwing of any objects on playing field.
Okay, no, keep going. I'm just setting the ambiance, Pete. Keep going.
Spitting is prohibited. No spitting, along with water jugs and use of sauna, steam rooms, pools, and thyrotherapy chambers. Hitting in indoor cages is discouraged, and batting gloves are encouraged. Batting practice pitchers are to wear masks, dugout telephones disinfected after each use. Players may not touch their face to give signs, and they're not allowed to lick their fingers. Teams are encouraged to hold meetings outdoors and players spread apart. And again, there'll be like empty seats because of no fans. It's just how extreme you have to go to get.
Is this what they're going to do? Are they going to pipe in this exact MP3 as we watch the games?
Yeah, there might be crowd noise as well. Yeah. And so that is what you're looking at if you want baseball to resume. I still subscribe to the idea that even this baseball with all the rules is better than no baseball. So.
A shortened season, man. Everybody's got a shot.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, it's really good for the Royals. Only one event to tell you about quickly today.
Man, that's the first time I've heard "take me out to the ball game" all year.
That's right.
I kind of miss it.
Did you get a tick to maybe throw that relish costume on?
You stop it. You see our guy Cam. Thank you, Cam. One of our KC Morning hosts got me a Royals shirt
in honor of the OG KC Morning Ho.
Yeah, what am I saying? Founding father. Maybe more important than we are. But anyway, he got me one of those Royals hot dog shirts because, you know, I am the infamous relish guy, and it was super nice. So Cam, love you, brother. Appreciate you. I will get back on that. On that field, all right. When we get the K opened up again, I will have my redemption. I will run it back. Relish will have his revenge, and I will make it back to Sports Center. I will make it to the top 10, but the right top 10, not the top 10.
We were able to run into Cam at Kelly's, actually. Hartsled called me up to chat one day, and why not meet at the old watering hole? And I got the first round of beers, and for the three of us, because Cam, we know we love Cam. Hartsell goes up, gets two beers for him and Cam. So that was great. That was a good time.
Ah, yeah. That might have been me.
Sporting KC. is having a blood drive at
yes, they are.
9 a.m. So by the time you listen to this, it'll be ongoing. So if you want to head out to Children's Mercy Park, you can do that. Appointments are required, but walk-ins will not be accepted. So if you want to do it, make sure you call or get online. That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, that's it? Oh, I was one heartbeat away from playing a song for you, but that's
there's
it.
There's not that many events.
Didn't need one.
Okay. Remarkably. I mean, I think maybe because we're at the beginning of the week and people are still getting adjusted to this opening. But
well, you know, we had Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That was our song of the day. That'll work for us. That'll play. Pete, what you got going on the rest of your Monday? How's Tuesday looking? Can't wait to see you on Wednesday. Fill me in.
Yeah. No, it should be a little bit more of a calm day today, which is appreciated. Then tomorrow we get to hear from the coordinators for the first time since last year. So nice. Steve Spagnuolo, we get the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy. We get Dave Tobe of the Chiefs. Continuing their virtual off season and just waiting for updates, you know, and seeing how this thing goes from my bunker here, Bunker Pete.
Live from the bunker. Yeah, man, I guess I've been hearing some inklings that some folks might be headed back to the radio station. So I'm just waiting for some phone calls and scheming, man. Just all of Corona has been nothing but schemes and
watch phone never rings. So just keep that in mind.
Was it what?
A watched phone never rings.
Did you just give me a little sneak peek at some Wednesday wisdom on a Monday?
Watched pot never boils.
Oh, wow. Give me one more. Hey, give me fired up. Give me one more. Put you on the spot.
A watched car never starts. Unless you have the keys. So keep that in mind.
Pete, give me a letter.
C.
Oh, Peter C. Sween. The C stands for can't wait to see you on Wednesday because we'll be back and we will see you. We'll see you in the morning. Peter, say goodbye.
Pete's Pies, $5.